A White House resignation. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The top science advisor to the Biden administration, out of a job over bad behavior.
A workplace complaint, said Dr. Eric Lander, the director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, bullied staffers. Spokesperson Jen Psaki.
It was conveyed through meetings with senior White House officials directly that his behavior was inappropriate, corrective action was needed.
Psaki initially signaled Lander would stay on the job and get counseling, even though the president had said anyone showing disrespect to others would be fired. Lander turned in his resignation late Monday, saying, "I am devastated that I caused hurt to past and present colleagues." The White House said the president did not request Lander's resignation.
Fox's Jill Nato. After a meeting with German Chancellor Scholz at the White House Monday, President Biden said the Nord Stream 2 pipeline being built to carry natural gas from Russia to Germany won't be allowed to continue if Russian troops invade Ukraine. The president said he hopes that Russia's President Putin is feeling the economic pressure.
I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating, and he would pay a heavy price.
After a meeting with the French President Macron on Monday, President Putin said there was some progress in discussions to defuse the crisis. The U.S. Air Force being ordered to pay $230 million to survivors and victims' family members for the 2017 mass shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, which left 26 people dead. A federal judge had earlier ruled the Air Force was liable for former Airman Devin Kelly's actions because the service failed to flag his assault conviction, which would have caused him not to pass a federal background check when buying the gun. Wall Street Monday, the Dow closing nearly flat. NASDAQ lost 82 points. The S&P 500 down 16. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Three Democrat-controlled states, including Connecticut, are rolling back their mask mandates.
Governor Lamont says Connecticut residents are in a different place than 6 months to a year prior. That has led him to recommend lifting the state's mask mandate by the end of this month.
What that means is the protocols for masks to be worn in schools and child care centers as of the 28th, no longer by order of the state of Connecticut. It will be up to you.
By that, Lamont means local jurisdictions. He says the state has the tools, vaccines, and masks to keep themselves safe. Connecticut joined New Jersey, Delaware, and California Monday in setting timetables to end some form of statewide mask mandate. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
State lawmakers in California have passed a bill requiring employers to pay up to 2 weeks of paid time off to employees who catch the coronavirus. Governor Newsom is expected to sign it. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote Tuesday on another stopgap spending bill. This to prevent a partial government shutdown in less than 2 weeks from now, but the bill would only extend the spending authority for about 3 weeks. The Biden administration adding more than two dozen Chinese companies to a government watch list.
The Commerce Department added 33 Chinese companies to a red flag list. Businesses subject to stricter export rules because U.S. officials have been unable to verify the legitimacy and reliability of foreign parties receiving U.S. exports. The action puts U.S. exporters on notice that they will need a license to ship products to any of the companies on the list. Last week, the FBI director warned a Chinese intelligence operation investigation is opened about every 12 hours, saying no country presents a broader threat to U.S. ideas, innovation, and economic security. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.